Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh man, the childish is really flowing in. Somebody said, arguing which fictional characters or teams are stronger. In college, myself and some of my friends in my dorm put in a good work day, 8 hours on a day, because of course I had no job and nothing to do, arguing, or like creating a bracket of superheroes.
Oh, we do that.
And who would win?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we argue for 8 hours. I'm not proud of it.
Yeah.
I just know that was the thing that
also
happened.
Okay, would not the 100 gorillas versus whatever, but like,
oh, those are great too.
But like, would you take a lion, a hippo, or a blah blah blah, you know, and this, like, and you can argue for hours.
Yeah, 100%.
Like children.
Or like another one I thought of in the break is, you know, just egging on a conversation. You know, or let's be honest. Egging on an argument.
Shout out to Show Hughley.
He's good at it.
He is so good
at
it.
He's very good at it.
That's right. I did hear that. You know, like, let's say I'm kind of getting into it with you, Figgy. We're arguing about something. He'll crane his neck and turn his head and look at you like, that's right. Lopez makes a good point. And then turn back. Oh, I did hear that too. You know, he's just trying to egg you on.
It's beautiful. And maybe one of the best ones from the 713. Bunny ears on a stranger taking a photo.
Yeah.
That photo bombing, fantastic.
Photobombing is awesome.
Let's go around the NFL where, I got to be honest, sharp change in tone. Incredibly sharp change, because we go from childish fun to something that is incredibly, incredibly sad in the world of the National Football League. We learned this morning that Marshawn Kneeland, second-year defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys, has passed away today. We got an announcement from the team letting it be known that the 24-year-old had passed away this morning. They sent their condolences to his girlfriend and his family. Thoughts and prayers, obviously, with his family. His agent also talked about it, described it, quote, as a pain I can hardly put into words. That was earlier. We didn't know what happened. I mean, quite a turn of 72 hours of sorts. Because you remember Monday Night Football, the Cowboys played and Marshawn Kneeland scored a touchdown, a special teams touchdown on a block kick?
Block kick, yeah.
And now, mere days later, unfortunately, he passed away. Up until maybe about 30 minutes ago to an hour ago, we didn't know as to like what caused this. We just knew all of a sudden that this young man had passed. Well, Frisco PD, which is that suburb north of Dallas that where the Cowboys have their, you know, that star where they have the big, you know, district of stuff with their practice facility where a lot of their players live. They put out a police report without saying any public names, but it seems like it would fit. And the headline is, Frisco police investigate a possible suicide. A man was found deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound following an outside agency vehicle pursuit that led to multi-agency search in Frisco. They continued talking about how at 10:39 p.m. yesterday, approximately, Frisco PD responded to assist the DPS officer with locating a vehicle that evaded troopers during a pursuit that entered the city of Frisco. After losing visuals of the vehicle, troopers located it minutes later, crashed out on southbound Dallas Parkway, and initial reports were indicated that a male subject, later identified as 24-year-old Marshawn Kneeland, fled the scene on foot. Officers established a perimeter, and then during the course of the search, officers received information that Kneeland had expressed suicidal ideations. Later on, he was located deceased after what had apparently a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So clearly an incredibly, incredibly sad turn of events for a young guy. Obviously, just first and foremost, like, really, really sad. Want to express that sadness and the thoughts and prayers, obviously, for the organization, all his teammates that I'm sure are going through a really tough time, and clearly his family members, including his girlfriend. I hate to put it this way, but it really is a couple of things that come to mind. And one of those, whenever you have mental health issues in the NFL, clearly the possibility of traumatic head injuries and those things come to the fore. Did that come to mind for you?
That didn't come to mind initially.
What did?
I always go back to what you just referenced a second ago, and I've said it on this show. I've said it multiple times, and I think it's 100% true. Everybody has gremlins. Every single house you drive by has gremlins in that house.
Yeah.
Everyone. Every house you drive by has some sort of gremlins, and obviously mental health. Such a big topic right now, and hopefully a good emphasis to always check on people. Always say, check on your loved ones, check on yourself, check on yourself.
Well, sure. I think that it's a reminder. I have a friend that does media stuff, and his sign off, he always makes sure to say, remember, you never know what anybody's going through. So be kind to everybody.
Yeah.
And like that is something that needs to be underscored in a moment like this is. I mean, that's a dude who you could easily say he's 24 years old. He's playing for a very notorious team.
World on a string.
Just had an incredible big play.
Yeah.
Making good money. Just made a great, had a big moment. And you think that he's probably on top of the world. And mere days later, he's no longer with us. So, yeah, whether it's like, hey, check on your friends that are doing poorly. Check on your strong friends. Remember that anybody and everybody, no matter what it looks like from the outside, can be and probably is dealing with some things that you would not imagine. In there.
Yeah. I mean, just incredibly awful.
Yeah. And it's really sad that, an interaction there where you imagine, I don't even know if that was fully like a violation or whatever, but interaction there ends up going so incredibly poorly. I don't know what he was feeling in that moment, whether it was fear, but I really do hate that we get there.
It is going to be interesting. He did have an accident, that he did hit a car, it seemed like, in the pursuit, so who knows what the details are that are going to come out. I'm sure they will.
Yeah. So just a really sad moment that happens in the NFL there, and wanted to bring it to the fore because clearly this is a big, big thing in the National Football League. All right, we continue on around the NFL where James Gladstone, the Magnificent Gladstone, as he's called around these parts, he's the general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he was actually talking about their new acquisition that the Texans will now be charged with keeping tabs on, Jakobi Meyers. They acquired him this week, in fact, just yesterday in a trade, in a trade with the Raiders. James Gladstone, some of the quotes that he had about this were very interesting, talking about the acquisition, saying, quote, we're looking forward to seeing how his skill set fits within the system. He went further to say, I think it does. You think about where we are in terms of volume of drops. What's his superpower? It's not dropping the football, right? So you just have to take it from the surface level. It seems fitting.
I actually kind of like that, because they are our team. Brian Thomas Jr., of course, notorious.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that the shot? That's what I was wondering. Are these shots fired own wide receiver?
I don't even think it's a shot. I mean, it's like, Brian Thomas Jr. knows he drops the ball. It's not a surprise. He knows.
Are we informing him of this?
Speaking of childish things, you can say it. He knows.
Does he know?
Yeah, he knows. He knows he drops the ball. No, I don't even think it's a shot, but it's what they need.
Somebody, and it is
catch the ball.
It is very obvious that that's a thing. Both on both sides. Jakobi Meyers has dropped all of 11 passes in 98 career games. Never dropped more than 2 passes in an entirety of a season.
Yeah.
Now the Jaguars this season, league high 19 drops on the season thus far. So
they know.
It's clearly there. That's interesting. But the idea that he said that so cleanly, I was like, is that a shot? You're saying no?
No.
All right. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. There's Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton, who's back, featuring Academy Award nominees, rather, Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott, Landman, the new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. All right, you found this very interesting. J.J. McCarthy is a quarterback for the Vikings. Had to, tough out a little bit of injuries with him actually getting out there and playing. Played decently well for the circumstance. This is him talking about his alternate persona that he has.
See the intensity that like you carry yourself with on the field. Do you go to a different place in your mind like on game day?
I feel like I do. Yeah, there's definitely a level of a switch that gets flipped. You know, for me, it's, you know, that I call him nine. Nine comes out and I got to understand like, okay, he can't be at his peak performance throughout 3.5 hours. So how do I find little ways, you know, on the sideline, you know, get back to my breath, get back to my visualization that could kind of maintain that intense, you know, competitive stamina throughout the whole game. But yeah, it's just, you know, the pure will, determination to get the job done.
All right, Cowboy. I call him nine. He's got an alter ego and he talks in third person about it. I
feel like that's something he talked to about with his girlfriend or something.
I don't know about that. But
I didn't know he was talking about football.
He's like, you know, when I need to get to that next level,
I gotta go.
Nine come out, baby.
But yeah, that's just human eye roll. Right?
You think so?
Yes.
I
call him nine.
Maybe I've just been so fascinated by the athlete mentality. Mm-hmm. This feels like it falls right in line with some of the things we were just talking about. Yeah. With Donovan Mitchell getting out there like, hey, some kid talked crazy to me, so I got to go show him up. Yeah. And the ultimate dude who I wonder if he's psychotic, Michael Jordan, in the various different ways that he gets into that mental state. I think this is for him the way that he gets to the competitive level. I think sometimes it is easy for us to forget the absolute competitors mm-hmm. that there are at the highest levels of this, and the need for competition is damn near unhealthy at those levels. And I wonder mm-hmm. if you are someone who's maybe not as inclined toward that naturally, and I'm not saying that, but I'm wondering if that's what's here, if you have to just get yourself into that mind state where you kick it on for those hours that you're playing the football.
I get it, and I don't think you're necessarily wrong. I guess part of it, and I've always liked J.J. McCarthy. I've talked about it on this show, you know, that I think he's going to be good. Don't you have to have a little more on the, you know, pelts on the wall to start, you know, like Shaq could get away with it. Everything was Shaq this, Shaq-tastic. And
Diesel.
Yeah, you know, all that
the
stuff.
Big Shaq-tus.
Yeah, but that's Shaq. You know, he could talk in the third person and he could, you know, do those things. It just hit me the wrong way. You know, Davis Mills, by the way, I'm waiting for him to call himself 10.
I have a feeling that one is not coming. Yeah, maybe this is one of those don't let us know that, but mm-hmm. The question was right there, right? Mm-hmm. I can't blame. It's not like he brought this out.
The
of
answer
nowhere.
Was in the barrel. The answer was in the barrel,
the
too.
The question came to him, and I mean, he's been playing competitive. It's not like he just started playing competitive football. Yes, he hasn't had a lot of NFL snaps.
Yeah.
He's been playing competitive football, he knows. And then also, you talk about college football. That's definitely one of those places where those competitive juices start going, especially in Michigan. Your favorite school, Fig?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have
that.
There it is. There it is.
Team up north.
That's what I was. Yeah, but I'm not mad at him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Some other things around the NFL. Drew Brees apparently is joining Fox as an NFL game analyst, and there's a lot of questions as to whether this replaces your man that was out here stabbing folks, Mark Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have opinions of Drew Brees? Because I'm gonna be honest, I was trying to go through the memory banks of myself, and I was like, I don't think I have real large opinions about him as an analyst.
I don't either. He's going to join Adam Amin, according to the report anyway. And we'll see. It did always gets me thinking about some of the players and some of the analysts, you know, that are out there right now and where he might fall. And secondly, is he going to be one of those that is like so into the game and so easy to listen to and analytics without, you know, getting too much into the weeds? Or is he going to be, you know, the Tom Brady, very safe, protect everybody? You know, that's what I'm interested in. He's done it. So he's, you know, I just don't, nothing strikes me so far.
Yeah, I'm trying to go back to the, because he had gone and worked with NBC for a little bit. And mm-hmm. I, if I remember correctly, it was a little dicey. But I mean, he does have like understanding of the game and he's done a little bit more. He's done some studio stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, I think also what's worth noting is he came in off of the heels of, you remember when Tony Romo jumped in here and jumped right into the booth. And I feel like that plan of action has been a bad one. And that led to some bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing Jason Witten into the Monday Night Football booth, throwing Breeze into a booth. Even Brady, I think, has been a questionable one. I think with giving him a little more time, he's done some studio. I do wonder if the opportunity to do more TV, do more, find more of that landscape will allow him to come out and bring some of the natural knowledge that he has about playing the position in football more cleanly to the TV.
Is it in him? You know, and that's a very serious thing in that industry, this industry. You know, like J.J. Watt, it's in him to be, you know, very likable and listenable and all that stuff. I don't know about Drew Brees.
Mark Sanchez done any streets though, right?
Oh, he's done.
I mean, yeah. To be fair, he is facing a felony charge right now. He did plead not guilty to it, as far as that's the case. But the details at the very least of it are so absurd, for lack of a better term, that it makes me wonder, especially with this move, if this isn't at the very least just, well, just in case, and maybe even more of, yeah, we're just going to quietly let that go for Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's definitely done. And we won't be hearing from him anytime real soon.
A couple more things worth noting. We brought you the audio of Panthers running back Rico Dowdle getting that penalty, offering him two pumps after that, right? The old Key and Peele skit.
I didn't see how much they fined him.
Well, they did, in fact, fine him on top of that penalty.
Yeah.
And you're right. I didn't see what the actual fine was, but he did accrue a fine after that. And apparently, Rico Dowdle said that he started a GoFundMe.
Yeah, I was going to send it all to charity. So good for him.
which is pretty awesome. But yeah, I feel like, yeah, probably shouldn't base your thoughts on what's going to fly in the National Football League that has an actual rule book off of a skit. I feel like that's probably the way that should
go. Key and Peele have to donate, right?
I mean, I think.
They have to.
Yeah, probably.
They have to donate.
I would say yes, definitively, if they were still on the air. Cause like that feels like promo for the show.
Yeah,
it's wild. It's a while later. I feel like, you know, that's not my responsibility. I feel like they could walk on that. And can I leave you with this? Did you realize that Jaxon Smith-Njigba, obviously a player that we saw a couple weeks back, he's on pace to do something incredible. He has 948 receiving yards through eight games of the season. That's an average of 118.5 yards a game. Kind of good.
Jeez.
If he keeps that up over 17 games, he'll finish with 2,015 yards, which would be the first 2,000-yard season for a receiver in history.
I did see this. My initial thought was yes or no. I think he could.
Like, the way that he plays the game, it feels like it's very evident. And don't forget, they add Rashid Shaheed. Now, I do wonder, does that help or hurt, right? Does Rashid Shaheed, who's a fantastic deep threat for the Seahawks, does that then make it so that those, some of those deep opportunities are going to him instead of Jaxon Smith-Njigba? Or does that create so much so much trouble with the defense where now that opens up Jaxon Smith-Njigba even more?
Probably going to be yes and no, right?
120 a game is not easy to sustain necessarily. Yeah. And again, you know, I like to call it the car crash sport. Like, do injuries derail this?
Well, yeah, injuries
are
always the qualifier. But let's assume health, or at least largely health. He's going to throw a 200 up there, you know.
Without question.
You know, so he'll throw a 200.
There's probably a good 250 still in there for him.
Yeah, so I think he could, yeah.
Yeah, I think he could, and that would pass. Do you know who holds record?
Randy Moss?
Not Randy Moss, for most yards in a season. Or actually, the current record is held by a Lion.
Calvin Johnson.
There you go, Johnson. Calvin Johnson. Yeah. 1964, 1,964 receiving yards back in 2012.
Good Lord.
He averaged 122 yards a game, because remember, that was a 16-game
season.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
God, he was so good. Like, so I just wanted to take a second to be like, you remember Calvin Johnson? He was
Calvin
really good
Johnson,
at football.
Good.
Really good at football. Yeah. That is my hot take. Calvin Johnson, really good at football. From the 713, Davis Mills, alter ego is the neck. Thank you for that. Texter, that is Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, it's a Thursday, so we turn to the phone lines to talk to our friend, former NFL pass rusher and current Nigerian brethren, Ndi Kalu. We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.